This is Mark with safedaytrading.org. And if you'd like to get free information on how to safely trade day trading activities, stop in and get free information at safedaytrading.org. Again, that's safedaytrading.org. Hey, everybody. It has been a beautiful day here and really enjoying the weather. And I hope you are too. I hope you're safe and comfortable and nothing's happening in your world, and it's all back to normal, right? We're all back to normal. Well, interesting thing today. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, and guess what? The Dow is at 25,700. 25,700. Wow, 267 points up. Remember when it was 29,000 and then when it was 19,000? Guys, opportunities are waiting. You know, this thing is going to head back up north if this violence stops. I think things are going to keep going up and up and up. And we'll just have to wait for the next false flag that might show up after the virus and after this violence. I'm sure there'll be a couple more things before the November election. But boy, boy, boy. 25,700. Lots of opportunities that were out there you might have missed. And I didn't. I missed a couple. I missed some, and I got some. And that's okay with me. I made money. That's the most important part of this. Oil is at, right now, today it's closing at almost $37. What did I say about 40? Do you guys remember? I think I mentioned 40 at some point, huh? And what is it, June 2nd? Wow, we only got a month, maybe less, to see 40, maybe 45. I would say 40, maybe 45. Sure, I think 40 by July 4th, as you know, people start getting out and about. I don't know. 2020 is such a crazy year. I mean, I've never seen some of this stuff that's going on, and I just can't believe it that it continues. The virus, I think, I was reading a German paper. A group of people realized that the global pandemic that happened was really kind of a false flag. It really wasn't that bad of a deal. We shouldn't have shut down, blah, blah, blah. Huh, imagine that. What a surprise. Gold is at $1,734. Now, I think that gold is going to kind of drift in and drift out, like I said before, between $1,700 and $1,750 until we maybe see, maybe $27,000, $28,000. Then I'll think it's going to drop down. But the caveat here, boys, is that, you know, that's if things stay normal, which in 2020 they aren't. Now, again, all of this stuff that I'm talking about right now is my opinion, okay? But it looks like I've been pretty good on accuracy. I should probably start playing lottery numbers, don't you think? Wow, that'd be kind of cool. Anyway, so it's good. I think that things are going to calm down on the violence, the protest in the next week or so. In most states and most cities, there's going to be a couple of governors and a couple of mayors that are, going to hang out and let the city burn. I don't think they realize what this is going to mean. If you're in a city, and you're a shop owner or something downtown, man, it'd be hard pressed to continue to do business there. But who knows? You know, maybe they're just comfortable there, the family's there, who knows what it is. Anyway, everything's looking pretty good so far. And again, I throw a caveat here, until the next thing. It's not if there's a next thing, it's when the next thing hits, okay? So one of the two things I want to talk about today a little bit, one of them is, man, you know, trading. If you are trading now or learning how to day trade or learning how to make money in a stock market. Boy, I think it's so important because, jobs are questionable. I mean, I don't care who you are. There's jobs questionable. I've got a lot of retail places in my area that are shutting down and going to bankruptcy, and just there'll be a lot of retail people out of business, out of work, and I'm not sure where they're going to go at the next in a near future, but I think you're going to start seeing manufacturing and other stuff come back. It's going to take a while to recover. They're not talking about any more checks they're going to write to the individual. So congratulations for spending 10 weeks at home and getting $1,200 to do it. Boy, that's sweet. And that really enforces this figuring out how to make multiple streams of income. I would not only trade, and like I do, I trade from 7 o'clock in the morning until about 10 o'clock. I may trade a little bit more in the afternoons, but there are some other methods to make income that you're going to probably have to start thinking about, because it sure ain't going to be the 9 to 5 job. You might be at home doing a 9 to 5 job. There'll be a lot of empty commercial property, I think. A lot of offices that are going to be empty. And so, yeah, that's okay. I'm not interested in retail or in real estate, but sir, there can be other places to go. So the last thing I want to talk about is trading multiple contracts. Okay. Now, when we trade either stocks or options or commodities and futures, we're trading contracts. And one contract is a, as in stock, it's 100. It's 100 shares in oil. It's X amount of barrels in gold. It's X amount of ounces. But you can trade one contract, and that's good. And you got to be consistent in safe day trading. What we talk about is being consistent all the time. Now, if you can make $50 a day with one contract, 5 days a week, that's really good because at some point you're going to be able to move that up. I mean, then you move up to two contracts. Now, in playing two contracts, what you're going to do is you're going to have the same stop loss of $40. Okay, so now you've got $80 that you're going to have as a stop loss that you're going to have a chance to lose if it goes against you. But on the other part of it, as it goes up, let's say it goes up, it could go down, it could go up. You've bought the contract. You've got two contracts. Well, the first contract should be placed at around $50, okay? So you place it the first contract as you get into the trade at $50, and then you place a second contract at $100. Now, the great thing about two contracts is if it blows through the 50 right away, you've made 50 already, okay? And you don't have to really worry about the stop loss because now you just went bring in that one contract you still have and you bring it in. Now, this is the beauty of this is that now you can start watching the move. Okay, let's say it's going up. You can move that stop for that second, the profit stop for that second contract up as high as you want. I mean, you can let it, you can lead it, the movement. So maybe it doesn't cross the eight. And this is where you got to start looking at the eight. And I like to look at the eight on the 2 minute chart. So if it doesn't cross the eight, you can continue to move your profit stop up on your second contract as high as you want, and then bring the stop loss above that. So if you can get it to $100, maybe bring your stop loss for that one contract that you now have above 50. So now you're guaranteed at least $100, okay? And you just kind of start incrementing the profit stop and the stop loss up to the point where, in some cases you may be able to ride out 100 or 200 or even $300 on a move if you're fast enough with moving your profit stop. Or you might even take off the profit stop of your second contract and just move up your stop loss above the $50 and then continue to increment it up. And you don't know how much you're going to make, but at least you're guaranteed $100, okay? And you can move that stop loss up and continue to move it up as high as you want Maybe you move the stop loss for that second contract to $100 if you've got room, and now you've made $150 guaranteed. Yeah, guaranteed 150 bucks. Boy, that's a heck of a deal. But I would really recommend that if you're going to do that, and you should be doing it, it's going to be one of those things you're going to have to practice on paper. Okay. Now, we talked about one contract and two contracts. You can do the same deal with three. I mean, you could have a first stop at 50, the second contract at 100, and a third contract you let float and see where it goes. You can have four, five, six, 10, 20 contracts, depending on what you want to do. But certainly the first one or the first group of ones, you want to guarantee a profit. So you want to move it into $50, $60. So you're guaranteed a profit on that and on all of the rest of the contracts you have. Think about it, practice it, and see how you can do with it. Talk to you later. Hey everybody, I want to mention too that we have a YouTube site called Safe Day Trading, which we show you trades that we make with the techniques that we use. You can also send me questions that you might have at mark@safedaytrading.org. Anyway, talk to you later.